GCRNCastRadio.com presents GCRN Wars. Two geek topics will be challenged. The ultimate battle will come to pass. One shall stand, one shall fall.
Hello and welcome to GCRN Wars, Episode 10, the 80s Cartoon Villain Tournament Grand Finale. I am one of your hosts, TFJ and Mike. Joining me is Mike the Birdman Dodd from This Week in Geek and all the other dumb shit he does.
Wow.
And Clear Channel Communications. Bitch.
So you're still working for them?
Yep, wow. 5 years later.
TV's Mr. Neil.
I belong to nobody.
Steve Megatron.
That was terrible.
And the always late, never on time, Optimus Solo.
Yes, sir!
We are here to bring you the grand finale of our 80s villains tournament. And boy, is it going to be a doozy. But first, we kick it over to Steve to give us the results of the semifinals.
I think I'll make you wait. Just kidding. Fours fight one of the quarterfinals, or semifinals. Get off my lawn. It's Skeletor at 32, with Cobra Commander at 17.
Ooh. No! Betrayal!
Yes!
Yeah, the ones on Joe Martin.
Retreat.
Hey, they didn't rally their troops good enough. That's their fault.
Yep.
I posted it on their email.
Well, I posted it on their Facebook wall. They never even commented on the post I made.
I Twittered them.
Yeah. Yeah, what's on Joe Mine? Let Cobra Commander down.
So basically what Skeletor says to Cobra Commander at this point is,
suck my balls, He-Man! Or Cobra.
So,
and
yes.
The second battle,
as usual, went in my favor. Mumra's my bitch at 10, with Megatron at 40. The fusion cannon for the win.
It's a boomstick. Everybody loves a boomstick.
He banished that little ghostly magical bastard back to the Nether Realm.
That's right. All right, so is there anything you want to bring up, Optimus Solo?
No, that brings us to our grand finale, which, if people couldn't put two and two together, is Skeletor versus Megatron.
Let's hear from the combatants.
I'll crush you with my bare hands!
Perhaps someday you will, but not today!
Wait, I still function!
Most interesting!
Alright, so after many grueling battles, we have come to the final battle. Skeletor versus Megatron. Magic versus fusion cannon. Mike?
Well, I want to throw this argument right out the window right now. They both equally sucked when it comes to their plans a lot of the time.
As did every other villain on this entire list.
Agreed.
Well, right, but I'm just saying, no one, Neil, can bring that up, Neil, at all, Neil.
What?
Because we all know they both suck at following through with their plans. Their plans might be great in the beginning, but the execution...
Yeah, but look at it this way. Megatron actually conquered Cybertron. Skeletor couldn't conquer his backyard.
Gotta give him that.
Yeah.
So many things I want to say that I fear I should not.
Well, go ahead.
This is the wars.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Just saying, one of them may have died and one of them may have not have died.
No.
Oh.
Save
that for later.
We'll save that bullshit argument for later. Yeah.
But either way, neither one was successful. Right?
Yeah.
Neither one accomplished their mission.
I think you can make a pretty strong fight or argument for Megatron actually accomplishing stuff as opposed to Skeletor.
His ultimate mission.
Yeah, his ultimate mission, yeah.
Neither one of them had ultimate mission.
Even then, he got Beast Wars Megatron to take on his mission.
Yeah, and he did take over Cybertron. I mean, the Autobots, sure, they won the war after all, but not without heavy casualties. And Megatron did subjugate.
Well, he did cause the other Megatron to obliterate an entire race with the exception of 5 sparks.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty intense. Like I said, what has Skeletor got going for him? Mountain and Beast Man and Hulk Robotic.
E-Man kicked my ass again!
Skeletor never died. But anyway.
Megatron didn't either.
Exactly. Yeah, technically, yeah.
Oh my goodness, we're...
This is going to be 4-1. I can already tell you right now.
I'm not trying to go there because I realize I'm going to get annihilated by brute force. But...
Okay, but it's not. It's not
it's
even
not brute
about
force. You're
it's
wrong.
One fact.
Wrong.
It's one. It's one simple fact. Flint Dilly, the guy who wrote the movie, says that Megatron and Galvatron are the same character.
Okay, that's one person.
It's anyway. Like, but he created
I'd say
that.
He has the cred to say that.
Regardless, the fact is Megatron already beat someone that has magical power in Mumm-Ra, and Mumm-Ra has infinite. More magical power than Skeletor does. So Skeletor True. Really stands no chance.
Shut up.
if Megatron can somehow beat Mumm-Ra, who should have been his kryptonite, then he can probably beat Megatron. Or, I'm sorry, Skeletor, who is...
Megatron can beat Megatron. Nice.
Megatron can probably beat Skeletor, who is far less of a magician and mystical magical power than Mumm-Ra is. I mean, time out. If this was Mumm-Ra versus Skeletor, who would win?
If this was Mumm-Ra versus Skeletor,
Mumm-Ra would kick his ass.
Well, I'm saying Mumm-Ra. So if Skeletor beat Mumm-Ra, he obviously beat Skeletor.
Well, the thing is, though, is that Skeletor's downfall, even in a one-on-one battle without any of his dumbass warriors helping him. He always relies on mystical objects. Not counting his Havoc Staff, because that's his main weapon, but like, you know, Staff of Wakum or whatever. You know, like Staff of the Week, Sword of the Week, Stone of the Week. You know, he always relies on that kind of stuff to accomplish his goals. And all Megatron's got to do is just shoot him in the fucking hand.
And all a magician has to do is make some type of spell that... results in Megatron being handicapped.
But how many times in the cartoons did either Mumm-Ra or Skeletor do something like that? I went back and watched a few clips.
They never went against a robotic form.
But they could have turned He-Man's sword into dirt.
Yeah.
Or teleported it somewhere else.
But look at it this way. He-Man's sword is also magical, too.
They could have teleported He-Man by himself.
They did teleport He-Man to a different dimension.
Yes. Skeletor did do that in one of the episodes.
I don't see why I didn't keep throwing him back there, or teleport him in the middle of a rock.
Or space.
Well, that idea didn't work. You know.
You see how you breathe here. Like underwater.
Oh god, let's see how you breathe here would come into 80s hero female heroines, because holy crap, there's an episode of She-Ra where she takes off her sword helmet for half a second when she's in space. Anyway,
and her blood boils and she dies.
My argument is not that Megatron should beat Skeletor. Megatron should beat Skeletor 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Megatron should not have beaten Mumm-Ra.
Okay.
That's my argument.
I think that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Against Skeletor, yes. Megatron 100 times. 100 times he beat Skeletor.
Then technically Megatron and Mumm-Ra should have been on separate sides of the bracket. So that Mumm-Ra could have defeated Skeletor.
I thought it would be Moanstar against Megatron, in which case I would have sided on Megatron's side.
That would have been a fucking cool battle to see, though.
I thought that's what we were going to see.
But Mumm-Ra kicked his ass. I
100% intended on seeing Moanstar versus Megatron in a battle of two metal giant people that have lots of powers. That would have been cool, but
But again, like Steve just pointed out, Monstar was on the wrong, on the same side of the bracket as Megatron, so you wouldn't have seen Monstar and Megatron.
No, you would have.
We would have last round.
If Mumra was not on this side of the bracket.
I wanted to see Skeletor versus Cobra Commander and Megatron versus Monstar. That did not happen.
I'm just happy that it's not Transformers versus G.I. Joe, so at least people will shut up about us about that aspect of it. And again,
well, plus
I
that's already been settled in like comic books anyway, whereas this one has not.
But I want to remind the listeners that this is not just our opinions.
No, this is your fault.
This is all the listeners and the voters' fault. We are five people. There might be five more people out of the GCRN staff that voted, so that's 10 people. Out of how many total votes, Steve? For the semifinals?
The semifinals, there was total of 50 votes between each one.
Right. So say there's a total of 99 votes for both battles. We are 10 people out of 99. This is all the public's fault as far as this matchup goes. So no one can blame us saying, this is rigged.
Still only 50 people.
Blame the voters.
Damn right. That's what Obama does.
Wow.
We're not going to
get
into
he didn't
that.
Blame them. He bribed them.
Oh. Bitch.
The lone Democrat.
Though you can say that this battle does come down to magic versus might.
It does.
Well, I think it also comes
in the last round.
I also think this comes through on follow through because, like I said, Megatron's actually followed through on a number of his plans. Now, admittedly, he was defeated by a superior force because Megatron is arrogant. Skeletor is stupid.
Yeah, so that still puts Megatron in favor of this battle.
Plus, even though Megatron fails a lot, he gets farther along in his plans. He did bring Cybertron into Earth's atmosphere at one point.
And he did kill Optimus Prime. Now, even in the regular series, like, he turned him into, like, he put his hand on, like, the Empire State Building as, like, a gun or something. Like, so he has the capability to defeat his greatest opponents, whereas Skeletor's victories against He-Man are momentary at best.
That episode.
There was an episode, the season one finale of G1, Heavy Metal War, where Megatron cheated and got every single Decepticon's powers and just put the beat down on
him. I was going to bring that up last time. He probably did that throughout the entire tournament.
Yeah, there you go. Thus, Skeletor is fucked.
He would have been anyway.
Plus, he's soft and squishy. Stop.
Squish.
But,
This is such an unbalanced fight, which is ridiculous, because Skeletor will not use his magic until he's like, maybe I should have thought of this. He's always too little too late. Whereas Mumra would actually have the foresight to set up a trap. Skeletor just reacts. I think, anyway.
Yeah. I agree. If it were, the actual finale between Mumra and Megatron, it would have been more interesting. Only because he's the only actual master of magic in this entire tournament. And Megatron is the only brute force in this entire tournament. So it would have made more sense to have the two of them against each other in the final round rather than the semifinal to get to the final round. But
yeah, I mean, we could have put all of the magical mystical powers on one side of the bracket, which, note for future self, that may be interesting to have, like, a Skeletor and a King Zarkon and a Venger and a Mumra all on the same side, so that you literally get the best of the magical mystical world on one side. But yeah, I mean, hindsight is 20/20. Like I said, I think it was a more of an epic matchup, Mumra versus Megatron, than it is Megatron versus Skeletor. But I do want to say that I am very happy that Skeletor did beat Cobra, because that is the legit right way that should have gone.
I don't know. I think Cobra Commander's still smarter.
Well, he may be smarter, but to the same degree, he's just a man.
I was once a man.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, and it would have been, you know, between Cobra Commander and Megatron. Megatron would have outsmarted him by handing him Cybertron cookies with viruses in them.
Sure.
And Cobra Commander would just be screwed and crying like a bitch on the ground. So
I'm flashing back. I think it was the season 2 episode, Microbots. The only way Skeletor is going to win this battle is if he gets spiked Energon and gives it to Megatron and gets Megatron drunk.
Now, in this fight, are we going to allow Skeletor to use any of his wacky vehicles?
He can use his vehicles. He cannot use his minions.
He can. Yeah, they can't use the minions.
Anything that he himself can touch.
Now, I think that may make this battle a little more balanced because technically he's mixing magic and tech, which is a very powerful combination. But ultimately, I really think it's going to come down to intelligence and brute force, whereas Skeletor will pose with that stupid tarantula robot thing. I can't think of its name. And, you know, he would attack Megatron. That'd be great, but he would wait for the killing blow. He'd be like, I have you now, you metallic dickhead. And Megatron would be like, yeah, right. And put his fusion cannon under the fuselage and boom.
The only way Skeletor could win this matchup is if for some reason Megatron, his arrogance, his ego, his whatever, got in the way and he had the kill shot ready to go and he somehow hesitated and Skeletor had some type of magnificent plan that he could execute. Otherwise, Megatron wins this fight.
Yeah. And it sucks because this one is so lopsided, which kind of sucks.
It is, yes.
But, you know, at the end of the day, what are you going to do?
People are going to say that Megatron wins because we are a Transformers fan site, etc.
But see, that's
you
not...
show me the math where Skeletor would win. And well, I was saying, like, do that.
Literally, like, there's 30, 40, 50 different votes going on in these things. Some rounds have been up to 60, 70 votes. You know, we comprise a very small portion of that. We cannot control the outcome.
Right, exactly. And that was my point earlier about letting the listeners know, outside of the five of us that are on this recording, there may be five others that are amongst our GCRN staff that may vote. The rest of it is everyone that comes to the website that votes. Yes. That's all it is. I mean, it has nothing to do with us. And we can't... Steve has fixed it to the point where you have to, like, once your IP address is tagged, you're done. Obviously, you could go and try to cheat and, you know...
I can vouch for that. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm saying you can go cheat and, you know, have four or five different IP addresses, but I'm saying, like, if you're just going there once and voting once, that's one vote out of 50.
Yeah, so you people out there do have a say before Skeletor joins his fellow defeated.
Yes, that's right.
There is a chance in hell.
Skeletor beat a lot of epic people to get here. FYI.
He did.
We didn't even think he was going to make it past round one with Hordak. We thought
he'd lose in round one.
I know.
Round one.
Yeah.
And then round two, we knew he was going to win. And round three, we pretty much knew he was going to win.
Yeah.
I think Hordak must have tripped over his own feet.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
No, Skeletor locked him up.
He beat a lot
See,
of
I kind of wish I was on the other ones just so I could have fought in Skeletor's favor or perhaps some of the other people's favors.
For the record, though, he beat Hordak, he beat King Zarkon, and he beat Cobra Commander. Megatron had a much easier path. He beat Psykill.
No contest.
Yeah, no contest but, there.
That should have been a buy.
Shredder's legit, Mumra's legit, but...
Yeah.
Yeah,
Skeletor really had the odds stacked against him.
Yeah,
like, I mean, King Zarkon, in theory, should have kicked his ass. That's the guy from, like, Voltron, right?
Voltron.
Hordak. Fuck that guy. He would have kicked his ass.
Hordak should have beat him.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. With Hordak versus Skeletor, to my knowledge, just based on the 83 Filmation cartoon, there was only one time between He-Man and She-Ra that Skeletor ever won. And I mentioned in a previous episode that we talked about it was Horde Prime Takes a Holiday. Because Hordak got knocked out and was unconscious and Skeletor took over the ship and blah, 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 and whatever else. Of course, Skeletor loses in the end to He-Man, but it's one of those things where we did not think Skeletor was going to make it past round one. We figured Hordak was the teacher, Hordak was the master, and he was going to kick Skeletor's ass.
Exactly.
And the voting didn't go that way. I think, honestly, Skeletor versus Hordak is the biggest upset this entire tournament.
Yeah.
Besides,
yeah. As far as the character matchups, not just the votes, but just the character matchups,
because like would be Mumra beating Monstar.
Well, yeah, I would agree to that too. But like the rest of them, like Big Boss and Miles Mayhem, that's just that ought to, you know, like Neil said that the Megatron versus Psykill should have just been a bye. Miles versus Big Boss should have just been a tie.
The only other one we disagreed on was Venger against Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
But that one I can see. I can see that going either way, even though we disagreed on it. But yeah, Skeletor beating Hordak and Mumra beating Moonstar directly went against every single person on the panel.
Yeah, that's crazy. Any other thoughts, Neil?
Not at this time.
My only thought is the person that we are picking to win this battle, maybe the biggest, maybe the most powerful, best gun, most popular, etc., is the only one on the entire 16 panel to actually have died in his continuity. Anyway,
no,
he was reformatted. There's a difference.
He died and got reformatted, and. Basically, Unicron. The deal with Unicron was.
It's amazing how those sweeps and all those other weren't the exact same character that they were before. But anyway, continue.
They were Skylark, Thundercracker, and.
You're counting on
Thundercracker doesn't exist anymore. Weird. Starscream doesn't exist.
I will provide you with a new body. That's what he said.
He didn't do that with the other guys.
Yeah, anyway. He did. Thundercracker became Scourge, and Skywarp became Cyclonus.
They are characterized differently, but not Galvatron. At least in the movie, he's pretty much acting the same way.
Now, it's not to say those other characters didn't have the same memories, but they're like, hey, I get a new start. Why not change?
Right.
Because we don't know that for sure.
I mean, I'm not going to argue about
the
secondary characters because
I am having fun.
Because it's the same damn thing, but anyway.
Oh boy. So wow, this was a really short episode.
Well, you know, we could also take the time to look at maybe flaws in the tournament bracket.
Well, we could do that in the next one technically, because then we'll have the actual outcome.
Yeah, that'll be done in the wrap up next time around. But it's like, yeah, I mean,
the only way Megatron somehow loses his battle is if his ego gets in the way and he doesn't take that the winning shot.
I would say even if he does crank up his ego all the way, he could do the Hulk Hogan leg drop on Skeletor and he'd still win.
All he has to do is do the final thing that he needs to do to defeat Skeletor. As long as he doesn't hesitate on that part, he's good.
It's going to be really interesting to see how the voting goes, because I know there are a ton of Masters fans out there. I know there are a ton of Transformers fans out there. So
we do need to go around the horn and cast our final votes.
Megatron.
Hasbro versus Mattel. I'm going with Hasbro. Megatron.
I'm going Megatron.
And I'm going Megatron as well.
Alrighty then. So I think that's going to... Are we closing this out, I guess? Because there's not really that much else to talk about.
Megatron wins only by default that he made it this far.
If Skeletor wins, it's a fluke. Honestly, because he was.
Skeletor wins. Count Marzo has a lot of fans.
That's right. There you go. Count Marzo. Good old Count Marzo. All right. So that's going to do it for this episode of GCRN Wars 80s Cartoon Villain Tournament. Join us next time when we reveal the champion. Unleash the geek in you.
You've just listened to GCRN Wars on GeekCastRadio.com. If you would like to leave feedback on the show, there are many ways to do so. You can visit the website, GeekCastRadio.com, where you can comment on the episode in all of our different podcasts. Be sure to rate our show on iTunes and leave us feedback. Follow us on Twitter, @GeekCastRadio. Become a fan of us on Facebook by searching GeekCast Radio Network. You can email us at feedback@GeekCastRadio.com. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you were leaving the message for, and your name. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.